You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
This will be a fun week for Cardinal Cub fans as the Cubbies come to town for four big games starting Monday night. Could you imagine me some Sunday standing up here and putting on a Chicago Cub cap and declaring to you that I've had a conversion experience and that now I'm a Cubs fan? I think you'd have your doubts about the veracity of my words, and with due justification. This is sort of what St. Paul encountered, as we read today in the book of the Acts of the Apostles, when he arrived in Jerusalem and claimed that he wanted to be a disciple and proclaim the gospel. Luke tells us they were all afraid of him because he was well known as the one who was vigorously persecuting the church. And they cannot now comprehend how he would want to begin to join the church and just as vigorously proclaim the gospel with the other disciples. But Barnabas became his advocate and spoke up to the other disciples on Paul's behalf, testifying that indeed Paul's conversion was genuine and that his desire to proclaim the gospel was legitimate. It did not take long for the other disciples to come to see that indeed Paul, who himself is boldly facing death threats because of the gospel, was indeed a disciple now, not just in word or speech, but in deed and truth. Today's readings challenge us too to be disciples, not just in word or speech, but in deed and truth. Jesus, in today's gospel passage, reminds us that to be his disciple is to be like a branch attached to the vine. For indeed, he says, he is the vine, and we are the branches. And without him, we can bear no fruit. We cannot do anything. We gather here each and every Sunday to remain in close communion with the vine, so that we, the branches, can bear fruit, that we can go forth from here and glorify the Lord by our lives. The story is told about a third-grade religion teacher who was talking to her children about the Eucharist, the Mass. And so she asked them, "Who can tell me what's the most important part of the Mass?" And one little boy immediately raised his hand to give the answer, and wanting to get a laugh, he replied, "The ending." Well, there is a grain of truth there. For we gather here to proclaim in word and speech that we are disciples of the risen Lord. But then the real test comes when the Mass is ended and when we leave here. Are we disciples just in word and speech, or in deed and truth? We gather here to be nourished by the Word of God and by the sacrament of the body and blood of Christ, so that we can go forth from here to be nourishment for others through our daily lives of faith, hope, joy, and charity. Do we just say with our lips that we want to be disciples and go forth and glorify the Lord with our lives? Or do we proclaim it boldly by living our faith so that we are disciples in deed and truth? One spiritual writer several years ago once put it this way. He wrote, "If you were arrested and put on trial for being a disciple of Jesus, would the prosecutor have enough evidence to present to the jury to convict you?" Something for all of us to ponder. As we gather today, may we renew our commitment to be a disciple of the risen Lord, not just in word and speech, but in deed and truth, so that we might glorify the Lord by proclaiming with our lives in every way and on every day the truth that God is good.
All the time.
All the time.